is a Process of Decisions podcast. This is Trent Thomas, your recovery peer support specialist. Tonight's episode is entitled, Hey, Has a Purpose in Recovery. The pain felt in recovery is described as psychogenic or relating to psychological factors. This pain is felt in the mind. It is an unpleasant personal feeling associated with guilt and shame. Pain is derived from the Greek word poite, which means punishment. Thus, pain is the consequence of an action. For this pain is necessary for God's universal law of choices, decisions, consequences, and rewards to manifest itself. Pain is an uncomfortable experience. Pain is the stimuli that causes change. This is touching a hot stove causes pain so that you will remove your hand from the hot surface, thus stopping the continued damage. This is true for emotional pain, which is the result of an action that was completed in opposition to laws set by God. By not adhering to his laws of right and wrong, we suffer the consequence of emotional pain or suffering. We can just as readily suffer emotional pain by witnessing or being party to someone else's departure from a path of right to wrong. In many instances, we can feel someone else's pain, especially if we have encountered similar circumstances in our life. Pain is migratory and transcendentatory. It can move from one person to another. You also can place your pain on someone else. Pain is the most effective teaching mechanism. Pain causes change. When the pain becomes great enough, it will force change or collapse. Pain is the predecessor to death. Pain is the warning signal to calamity. Pain is a feeling. As a feeling, pain garners the most attention. When in the grips of pain, little else is more important. Pain demands relief. Emotional pain can lead to clinical depression. This illness is defined as a persistent depressed mood or loss of interest in life. Pain is instrumental in the recovery process, as is often the catalyst for change. Pain causes change. Rapid pain causes rapid change, and extreme pain causes extreme change. It is only when the pain to stay the same is stronger than the pain of change will change become possible. Yes, pain causes change, and with this, pain is necessary in the process of recovery. Pain often invokes the need for recovery. Pain also is the charge for sustaining recovery. Often it is the memory of past pain that discharges the activation of triggers that are always present in the addict mind. These painful memories serve as vivid reminders of past transgressions and mistakes. Pain can be punishment and serves as consequences for bad action. Pain can be rooted in a time and place within our memory. Often our painful memories are the strongest and most vivid memories we possess. These memories serve as highway lane markings in our pathway through life. They demonstrate what to and what not to do. Pain also serves as a warning to the possibility of harm. Just as a previous injury is reignited with mystery pain or pseudo pain when an opportunity to become injured again presents itself. Memories of past emotional pain serves as a similar warning of impending injury which could result from a bad decision. Recovery is making the next right decision. Pain is necessary for recovery to begin and to be sustained. Pain is an integral step in the recovery process. Pain is a feeling and must be processed. In active addiction, we choose to run from or hide the pain. In recovery, we process the pain and feel what we need to feel and then move on. Pain requires prayer and faith in a power greater than ourselves to assist us in processing the pain. Faith is the component that lifts us up through the pain. Faith places the pain in its proper box to be stored away and used at the proper time in beating back triggers of addiction. All feelings are creations from God. Pain is a necessary feeling with an intended purpose, a purpose to warn, to ignite into action, to remind the past injury, to cause change. Pain has a purpose in recovery. This is Trent Thomas on the Recovery is a Process of Decisions podcast. Please leave your inspiring comments on transnetrecover.com/podcast and follow me on Facebook and Instagram, #TransNetRecover. Thank you.